Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second, the center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting third, the right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth, the catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Chuck Connors. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Kelly. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Kelly. For the Boston Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Sibby Sisti. Batting second, the center fielder, Sam Jethro. Batting third, the first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Roy Hartsfield. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ebba St. Clair. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Jim Wilson. And now, play ball. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mixes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jethro. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Jethro steals second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Marshall reaches second base with a double. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ebba St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair takes first base on ball four. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marshall scores. St. Clair moves to second. It's 1-0, Braves. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisti hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0-for-1 in the game. Mixis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jethro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis misplays the ball. That's an error on Mixis. Jethro moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Jethro moves to third. Torgerson moves to second. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jethro scores. Torgerson scores. It's 3-0, Braves. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to second. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartsfield hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ebba St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. St. Clair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Baumholtz strikes out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Sibby Cisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisti is 0-for-2 in the game. Cisti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Jethro is hit by the pitch. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into center field. Jeffcoat picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Jeffcoat. Wilson scores. Jethro moves to third. Torgerson moves to second. It's 4-0, Braves. Monk Dubiel now pitching. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis misplays the ball. That's an error on Mixis. Jethro scores. Torgerson moves to third. Elliott moves to second. It's 5-0, Braves. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Torgerson scores. Elliott scores. Gordon moves to second. It's 7-0, Braves. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartsfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Marshall moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Braves. Ebba St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, St. Clair hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Marshall scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-0, Braves. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Burgess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0-for-1 in the game. Connors hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Cisti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monk Dubiel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dubiel takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to third. Burgess moves to second. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0-for-2 in the game. Mixis hits a line drive towards short. Cisti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sibby Cisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisti is 0 for 3 in the game. Cisti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Jethro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baumholtz moves to second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cisti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0 for 2 in the game. Connors hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-2, Braves. Gene Hermansky pinch hits for Monk W. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 0 for 3 in the game. Mixas hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hermanski moves to second. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Hatton now pitching. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hartsfield hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ebba St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. St. Clair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. St. Clair reaches second base with a double. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. St. Clair scores. It's 10-2, Braves. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-4 in the game. Sisti takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Jethro hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-2, Braves. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Gordon hits a line drive into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 13, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive towards short. Sisti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Connors hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sauer moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisti fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 13, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hartsfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ebba St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. St. Clair is hit by the pitch. Hartsfield moves to second. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Sisti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hartsfield scores. St. Clair moves to second. It's 14-2, Braves. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Jethro hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Jethro reaches second base with a double. St. Clair scores. Sisti goes all the way around to score. It's 16-2, Braves. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Baumhold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 16, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Joe Hatton. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0-for-4 in the game. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hartsfield scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. St. Clair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 16, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.